I'm ASA President John Heistoffer. I farm in southeastern Iowa with my wife Deanna and my son Chris. There's not a lot of good news about trade right now, but since I am also a livestock farmer, I watch trade with two different perspectives, a row crop one and also a livestock one. Soybeans and soy products are America's leading ag export, and more than 60% of our crop is exported. We look for agreements that maintain what we've got, and we look for areas to expand even more. Remember that U.S. agriculture ran a $2.6 billion trade surplus in 2017. We are a success story for agriculture. Farmers are very concerned about trading relationships because there's so much at stake. We're watching the negotiations of NAFTA. NAFTA has been good for soy, and our exports to Mexico have grown fourfold since the inception in 1994. Mexico is our number one customer for soy meal and oil, and number two for whole soybeans. Canada is the number three for meal and number 10 for all oil. We are relieved the administration has backed off its threat to withdraw, but we're still concerned because the agreement is so important. Tomorrow at the ASA booth, booth 1921, we'll have computers up where farmers can tweet Congress and the President to show our support for NAFTA and the demand it creates. And we invite everyone to stop by. And of course, we're very worried about China. The Section 301 and the 232 investigations are putting other domestic industries over farmers. If the U.S. puts tariffs on incoming aluminum and steel, China has indicated that it may retaliate against U.S. soybean imports. The trading relationship with China is crucial to soybean growers. After all, China is our largest customer and takes more of our soybeans than all other countries combined. $14 billion in soy and soy products in 2017 alone. This makes the U.S. investment in MAP and FMD all the more important. New uses and new markets help us to spread our risks so that we're not dependent on one source of demand. While trade is very important, we can't move our products to market without a good supply chain. So to talk more about transportation and the possibility in the President's plan